Now, a minister discovers Jesus' teachings in Abraham. The guest speaks. I want to thank you and Jerry and Esther for what you're doing because it's very powerful stuff, particularly this latest book, Ask and It Is Given. I'm a minister at a local church, and we're using your material, have been for some time. I have a question on beliefs. From what I've read and from what I understand from my own being, beliefs are nothing but solidified old thoughts used over and over again till they become operational in you. Abraham, thoughts you keep thinking. A thought that you activated so often that it became a dominant, activated thought. Yes. Guest. It also seems to me that you can't change those beliefs, but you can just create a new one and operate on the new one. In other words, if I start operating from joy, and I maybe used to operate from rage, I can't operate from joy most of the time. But that rage still seems to be there. Once in a while, I slip, catch myself, and move back. Abraham. Well, here's how it works. Every thought that you ever thought still exists. But every thought that you ever thought is not, right now, activated within you. It's like there are radio towers transmitting all kinds of signals all around you. Radio signals, television signals, cell phone signals, all kinds of signals are flowing through here right now. But you do not necessarily know those signals are here unless you turn on a receiver that receives one of them. It's your vibration that activates your receiver, which then makes you involved with whatever signals you have activated. You said something very good that we want to qualify just a little bit. You said you cannot necessarily change a thought or a belief, but you can choose a different one. And that is accurate. But we would like to say you might activate that thought pretty regularly, and the law of attraction will help you make it easy to keep activating that thought. But if you're wise enough to know that that activated thought does not feel very good, then you might choose a thought that feels slightly better than that one. Now, if you choose a thought that feels really better than that, the law of attraction does not help you find it, because your signals are too far apart. But if you choose a thought that feels slightly better, and you deliberately activate that, then what happens is that the newly activated thought becomes your vibrational set point or belief, and this other one sort of diminishes. In time, it may not come again at all. As you are consciously reaching for the better and better and better feeling thought, what happens is you sort of deactivate those other unwanted thoughts. Now, we want to be clear about this. You cannot really deactivate a thought. That's what you're saying. You cannot deactivate that thought, but you can activate that other thought. And the more often you activate that other thought, then the easier that thought and other thoughts like that thought come to you. So let's say you've done that. You've worked. You feel on the whole better and better and better. Then something happens that has not happened in a while, and you see it on television, and it causes you to focus, and it causes you to activate a thought that has not been activated in a long while. Well, do not panic. Just understand that something happened that activated that thought. And if you will reach for a thought that feels a little better, you can move yourself into another place. And in fact, that's what bridging beliefs really is. One subject at a time, you just reach for a better feeling thought. Reach for a better feeling thought. Let us say that there are 100 different subjects that you activate often that are sort of negative activations. But one at a time, you make yourself feel better. So now, you have about 50 of them that feel pretty good, and then 50 of them that do not feel so good. But one at a time, 49 and 48 and 47, you reach for a better feeling thought. And in time, you have 90 things that mostly you feel good about. And only a few things, like maybe taxes or the government bombing people or tsunamis, big things that really do not have much to do with you personally on a day-to-day basis, but they bother you when you look at them. And one at a time, you make a decision to line up with it and make a decision and line up with it until before you know it, you're in alignment because you've made the emotional journey, which is easy, as opposed to the action journey, which is impossible in many cases. Now you've brought yourself consistently into alignment with feeling good. So then a question is, could I reach the place where I've trained myself into feeling so good that nothing would ever happen that would make me feel bad again? And we say, who cares? You have the ability to make that feel good too. In other words, maybe once you get 100 cleaned up, there are 100 more that are less severe that you want to clean up. And maybe after you get those cleaned up, there are 100 more that are even less severe that you want to get cleaned up. And maybe after you get up there in hope and optimism, you may want to move them all into appreciation, joy, and ecstasy. There is no end to your journey. You'll never reach the place where you want to isolate yourself from the contrasting experience that causes you to focus. What you are looking for, and thank you for helping us say it, is creative control of your own focus. We do not want your government to have to stop doing what it's doing so that you can feel good. We want you to train yourself to feel good, no matter what. We do not want people to treat you nicely and not hurt your feelings so that you can feel good. We want your feelings to be unhurtable. We want you to be so aware that you can change the way you feel just by wanting to and by focusing, that you are now no longer fearful about what's going on out there in the world. You're not afraid of dying. You're in love with living. You're not worried about people doing things that displease you. You are in creative control of your vibration, and therefore you are in creative control of everything that happens to you. Guest, so it's just a process. Abraham, it's a never-ending, joyful process. That is why if you are in one of these lower vibrations where it feels like fear, anger, or rage, do not beat up on yourself. Say, my blessed guidance system is letting me know that I have some old stuff activated, and it does not matter. It's not my mother's fault. It's not the government's fault. It's a process of what I've lived. The bottom line is, I don't like the way I feel, so I need to look someplace else. Or, I need to make peace with that as it is, but I need to adjust the way I feel, and you have the power to do that. When you show yourself that you have the power to do that, then and only then are you really free, because no one can bestow this freedom to you. Freedom is bestowed. In other words, it's the basis of this universe. You are so free that you can choose bondage. You are free, but the only way you will ever perceive that freedom is by understanding that you have the ability to feel good no matter what. And when you reach that place where fear is gone, you are in that place of freedom. Now you can go anywhere. Now you can have a wonderful time no matter what, you see? Guest, thank you very much. There's a group of scholars called the Jesus Seminar who've isolated what they believe Jesus really said, and it condenses down to a few pages. And when I read just that, what they say, it's obvious that he was teaching exactly what you're teaching. Abraham said, same energy. Jerry has a friend who speaks mostly just Spanish, and Jerry wanted to convey to him his love and appreciation. So Jerry wrote a long letter in English and took it to another friend who speaks Spanish and had it translated into Spanish. He gave the letter to his friend, who was most appreciative. Then, a few weeks later, Jerry had the letter still with him and met another person who was a translator of English and Spanish. So he had the same letter translated, now from Spanish back into English. And when he read the letter, he hardly recognized it. The guest said, that is exactly what happened. Abraham. Jerry said, this is just one letter that went to one person and then to one other. Can you imagine? These two translators had no intentions other than to do their best to convey the message, and with no ulterior motives or empires that they were trying to direct or guide or anything. And so, it's no wonder that those scholars have whittled the teachings down to just a few words. Most of them have been enormously distorted or omitted to serve the purpose of whoever was in the moment doing the redeciphering. And that's why we do not think that it's a good idea for you to count on Esther's translation either. We think you should get your own.